seats of the city of this.
Even though it's to do with Eichel Nefesh, Asurim Midrabon. It's Asurim Midrabon. It means the same level, even though it's to do with food eating purposes, even so, it's still Asurim Midrabon to do it. So we came out with the Melachos and Mutah, Bishul, Havara, while the Melachos and Mutah, Hotzah, Boira, Toichen, many of these Melachos and Mutah, but Boira and Toichen got certain restrictions, we said. So we're just going to do a few restrictions over here. So we said yesterday in Boira, for example, that the Rishonim explained why is Boira and Toichem different? Why are some Melachos mutter on Chol HaMoed, on Yom Tov, and some not? So we said that some Rishonim learned the criteria is that anything which is, doesn't get affected if you do it the day before. That means if you do sod, if you trap an animal the day before, it doesn't make a difference at all. Mela, anything which can be done the day before should be done the day before. Katsira as well, harvesting, normally when you harvest, it can last a day, it doesn't get affected. Maybe you should do it the day before. Mashenkin, Bishul, and things like that, it's much better fresh, and that's why it's done. Others show that the Rosh and Aran say any malacha which is normally done on a large scale, means you don't do just a small amount, you do it normally in a big amount, that is also to do on Yom Tov. So Katsira normally is done in mass production, you do a mass amount of Katsira, you don't just normally take one apple off a tree. So that malacha is also. Any malacha which Bishul you can do in small scale, that's mutter. That was the Rishonim. And we said we both shitters, and therefore what we said yesterday in Boira was that ideally we try to accommodate both shitters. Therefore it comes out like this. If a person could do something before Yom Tov, he should really do the malacha before Yom Tov. Unless it's going to be better on Yom Tov. So we said, for example, in Hilchos Boira, food items which couldn't have been done before. So the moshel, I don't know what, I've got examples over here, the moshel, peeling vegetables. So peeling vegetables are much better when it's fresh. It's much better when it's fresh. Peeling is a malacha of Boira. But that is much better done fresh. That is no restriction at all. You can do that on Yom Tov. And we said a chiddush, you can use even a specialized keli, a peeler, and it does not be Soma Chasuda. There's no boira in this way, so you've got no restriction whatsoever. You can peel your vegetables and your. So if someone wants to open a melon, for example, and he wants to take out all the pips from the melon, no problem at all, as long as you use it on the first day Yom Tov. Obviously, you can't prepare on one day Yom Tov for the second day Yom Tov. That would be much to do. That was category number one. Category number two was if it could have been done before Yom Tov. The moshel is in our case of cutlery yesterday. Cutlery that was left in a drying rack. So you could have set the table before Yom Tov. If you could have set the table before Yom Tov, you're required to set the table before Yom Tov. Unless you've got reasons. You haven't got room. You're not sure what you're using. That would be an exception. But otherwise, if you could do it before Yom Tov, you have to do it. And finally, we said number three. We said mixture which are normally done in large scale. The moshel sieving wheat. Is normally done in mass production, normally done in a big scale, that is not allowed at all on Yom Tov. So, Bekitza, what comes out? Let's give a few examples of what you have to do. So, an apple core you can use, a perforated spoon for salads, a vegetable peeler, tea bags are also allowed on Yom Tov. No problem with Boira, a Marakid, or Sibi at all, as you lift the tea bag out. What do you have to be careful with when you use a tea bag? Huh? Squeeze it, you mustn't squeeze the tea bag. And you must be careful also, some of them are stuck together there on perforated lines. So to tear the tea bag could be a problem as well, or machatik. Yeah, that you shouldn't do. There's no issue at all. Nothing wrong. Bishul is much on Yom Tov. There's no problem with Bishul, so you can do what you need. Whatever needs to be done, there's a lot to be done. Yeah? You can enjoy your tea, fresh tea. Yeah? And then we said a chiddush yesterday, or we'll finished off with this point, is do we say mitoich on Hilchos Boira?
It tends to be quite a common custom to make tea before Yom Tov.
Yeah, but Paul, I thought TS is better fresh, as it happens. I would have thought TS is nicer fresh. I'm not much of a tea expert, I must say. Sorry? Fresh tea.
3 days, yeah. 2 days. You don't have first day, is it? One would be allowed to make.
Yeah, I would have thought fresh tea is not better, I don't know. I mean, people used to make before Shabbos, I remember. It's not the same. It's like not the same as fresh tea. The monk can tell you the fresh tea is mamish, it's a different thing. So if you can do it before, it doesn't make any difference if you do it. We said about also chiddush about mitoich. Does boira apply on Yom Tov to other things? The moshel, let's say for example, garments, clothes, sforim. Someone wants to take out his shirt from the cupboard on the first night Yom Tov for the daytime, for the morning. His wife's sleeping, whatever, I don't know what happened, he doesn't want to disturb anyone. Can he repair the clothes already in the night time? This is a very big question, this one. I mean, so I just looked up before. Actually, the Mishnah Berurah over here, let's see if we can find the Mishnah Berurah, it's in Tov Kuf Yud Ches. Interesting, Mishnah Berurah speaks out The halacha is on top of Yudches Siman. Mitoich shehut shehitzah l'tzeirach achira. Since a hitzah is mutter for eating purposes, it's also mutter even shleil tzeirach. From that, the Mishnah Berurah says the chein adin b'havora, lighting a fire, shchita v'afiru bishul. That's all. It doesn't mention boir actually. It's an interesting point. This I don't know. The Maaser, some say it does, some say it doesn't. It's hard to be makel. I must tell you, I'm not saying you can't make it. The Maaser of Bosn was makel. He said yes. He shows Yaakov was makel. Other great possible Yashuv, Mr. Karelitz, and others are choshish that it's a serious problem. So when I start asking Shaila on this, whether the issue of boir applies to other items besides what do you call it? Okay, let's move on to Hilchos Toichen. So I put the question of, can I mash my potatoes on Yom Tov? So this is another interesting melacha, Toichen. Toichen is also a melacha that's really mutter on Yom Tov. Basically, it's mutter. It's to do with food. It's mutter. Again, here, Chazal gave a few madrigas. And that is food which is normally ground in large scale. You do it in mass production, the model grain into flour, or coffee, they say, also in a coffee mill. Normally, coffee is ground in the big amounts. That should not be ground up on Yom Tov. That is out of bounds. One should not use any way of doing these things. So I don't know what flour. I mean, we're not going to have the grain. We're not going to have grain into flour. But it's a coffee. You could have coffee beans. You shouldn't grind coffee beans on Yom Tov, number one. Pepper. What, pepper as the... The ground, of course, could be a problem. It's also probably a mass-produced problem also. Yeah, it could also be a problem. Yeah. Pepper bill, let's say. Yeah, it's also problematic. Food which should be ground before Yom Tov. There is another madriga here with food which should be ground before Yom Tov. For example, the flavor is not lost if you grind it before Yom Tov. It's very hard to find foods like that. The Moshe, the example I go over here is nuts. If a person grinds nuts, Moshe is neged to charoses. The person makes charoses and he wants to use nuts. So here the posuk speak about it. So nuts don't lose their time at all. You can grind it before. I mean, obviously, if you leave it for 2 or 3 weeks, maybe it's very bad. But for one day to the other, really, nuts don't lose their tan. Saffron, or who I think I got raw meat or raw fish. Someone's got raw meat or raw fish in the fridge on Erev Yom Tov. And he knows he wants to grind it up, make a minced meat or minced fish on Yom Tov itself. Now, there's no chilek if you do it before Yom Tov or on Yom Tov itself. That means, there's no chilek in the grinding when you grind it. So ideally, a person should grind it if one can before Yom Tov. If one didn't, you can see what I have to do. One should use a shinui. How do you do a shinui in Toichen? It's interesting. So I've got a little experiment over here. Right, this is a bad example, this, because carrots, I've got a carrot over here. It's not a good example, because carrots are better fresh. So carrots, you can grate that normalcy. But afterwards, let's talk about something which you could have grated before Yom Tov. Let's say, sometimes you've got to grate before Yom Tov. So the marshal, normally when you grate along here, along one of the pieces. That's the normal way of grating. On Yom Tov, on something which I've got over here, the flavour's not lost. That means if you would do it before Yom Tov, and obviously you knew you were going to use it on Yom Tov. I mean, if, for example, you only decided the menu on Yom Tov itself, there's no shayla. That's like fresh food, there's nothing wrong with that at all. But if you, very often, people know what they're going to serve on Yom Tov. They've got a whole menu card where they know what's going to be. They're prepared beforehand. They know what's going to be other things. If they know that they're going to be serving, let's say, I don't know what, I've got saffron. I don't know what it is. Anyone know what saffron is? Karakum. I don't know what it is. It's some sort of herb. I don't know where they use it. But it looks like it's some sort of thing, which there, it doesn't get lost if you grind it before Yom Tov. It doesn't really lose its, it doesn't lose its flavour. So in that case, I'm going to show you that. So then, in such a case there, you've got an item which does not lose its flavour, so you have to do a shinui in the toichen. How do you do a shinui in the toichen? Because normally when a person grates, he holds a grater like this, and he grates like this. One way of doing a shinui is to turn it upside down. Oh, I spoke too soon. You turn this upside down, you grate it like that. If you can do it, you grate it like that. Yeah? That's a shinui. It's an abnormal way of grating. A person can grate in that way, it's abnormal. Or, what? You turn yourself upside down. Or another way you can do a shinui is normally when the person grates, he grates into a bowl. If a person grates straight onto the table, or he grates onto a plastic bag, or he grates anything which is not a receptacle, which is not a normal way of grating. That is called a shinui, and that is also mutter to grate that way. That's called a shinui in grating. Now, that's only applied so far, we're talking about, to a case of something.
So when
do
you say grating in the
day? I'm finished yet, yeah. We come out and do things that's awesome. The Vaila, we've spoken about grating, which is awesome. That was food which is normally grated, ground in large scale.
What?
Yeah, moshel, grain, coffee, that's awesome. Now we're talking about a next level up, which is better, but still you can't do normally.
Yeah.
That is talking about the next level, is recreate the next level, which has got, has to have a shinui. That is the level of where you're a food, you could have grated it before Yom Tov. It wouldn't really lose its taste. That case there, you should grate, be grate with a shinui. Either the shinui is, you turn the grate upside down, or where it lands into is different. That's the next case. What?
More than secondly. More.
Yeah, maybe you can do that. First, I'm not sure. I'm going to count tomorrow. More, let's do the next one. More is the next one. Foods which will lose some of its flavour, but not all. It won't lose all its flavour, but it will lose its some harifas. So there again, you should do with a shimmy. That means you could do it, like, even though it's a bit better. Lamaisa, you should do it also with a shimmy as well, again, yeah? Mummy's like we said before. So what's mutter? What can you do that's normal? So any food that will spoil or lose a lot of its taste, if it's ground before Yom Tov, mutter onions. If a person grinds an onion before Yom Tov, it loses its taste. Well, a person's got, I don't know what else do you want to grind? Potatoes, I've got rational potatoes also. If you want to grind potatoes, first it might change the colour, might lose. If you do it before Yom Tov, it might affect the colour. Bananas, a person wants to mash a banana. So those cases over there, a person is allowed to grate like normal. So I mean, fresh food, generally, a person can grate like normal, no problem whatsoever, because there it's going to get spoiled if it's done before Yom Tov. Then one's not going to do any shimmy whatsoever, you grate that normal, you can even use a specialised cane, you can use this to grate it. That's allowed to be done, because since it's Yom Tov, and it's going to ruin the food if it's not done that way, that is most to do. So again, there's four levels. Level number one is completely osa. That's where it's done. You do mainly big lots. That's the wattle grain. Level number two and three are very similar. Level number two is something which will not lose its taste at all. Wattle nuts. So it doesn't affect it at all if you grate ground nuts before Yom Tov. It doesn't make any difference to nuts at all. That's level number two. That should be done with a shinner. We said a shinner should be done. Either changing the grater, how you hold the grater upside down, or you do it onto a flat surface, where not into a cake.
In the grating.
It's not. But it has to be a shinui in what you've done. That's all. You don't have to be a shinui, the actual grating is not. The grating is exactly the same. Yeah. But Chazal wanted you to make a bit of a difference to what you do normally. To remind you, I suppose, that you should really do it before Yom Tov. That's all. You're right. There's no difference in the grating. The grate comes out exactly the same. There's no shinui whatsoever in what you grated. It comes out exactly the same. In fact, when you turn it upside down, a mosher is going to be a chilek. And then you have the level of where it's going to get ruined slightly. Lamoshal moroi. Moroi gets ruined. I mean, if you grate it before Yom Tov, it's going to lose some of its taste. I mean, it's still strong, but it loses to a certain degree of its sharpness. So that, again, can be done on Yom Tov, but you should do it with a shinui. That you should do with a shinui. Yeah, the shinui I mentioned before. And then we talked about lamoshal, potatoes, bananas, onions, apples, fruit, baby food, all these things which get ruined if you do it before Yom Tov, that should only be done on Yom Tov itself. That can be done on Yom Tov itself with a normal keli. Again, one mustn't use a very specialised keli, lamoshal, something like a sieve, or a big grinder, which is used in mass production. Even though you're doing a small thing, that shouldn't be used. But otherwise, a normal grater is allowed to be used. Now, I forgot to mention something. This is important to mention, actually. On Shabbos itself, Toichen, it's an interesting point we just raised, actually, over here. Toichen really only applies in certain conditions. Sorry? Sure. Toichen applies only to food items like gedule karka, things that grow from the ground. That means, strictly speaking, there's no issa to grind cheese on Shabbos into very small pieces. There's no toichen on it.
Or egg.
Or meat, cooked meat or cooked fish, we said, Lamaisa, there's no issa to really grind these things because these are not gedule karka. The whole issa of toichen is only on gedule karka. That's heta number one. So only gedule karka. Heta number two is, ain't toichen acha toichen. Once the food's been ground beforehand, there's no issa to regrind it. So the moshel bread, which has been once flour, and it's now been made by a human being into bread, there's no issa to grind that up on Shabbos. Of course, that applies not as well, yeah? Then we had another chiddush of if you do a major shinui, person makes a major change in the mashing. So, for example, a person wants to mash a banana on Shabbos. So, what he could do is he could take the underside of a cup, or the hand of a knife, or the hand of a fork, and pound the banana in a strange way, bang it down to mash it up. That is mutter on Shabbos. And then finally, there was one other heter. Oh yeah, at the Somach Chusuda, there was one other heter of near the mealtime. The Ramah is makel to do toichen near a mealtime. The person wants to make a fruit salad, So a maror allows one to make a fruit salad even when one's cutting them into fine pieces if you do it near the mealtime. The Mishnah wasn't happy with that. And Mishnah Ruah said, this het of Somach Hasuda only works by Boira. It doesn't work by Toichen. So he makes a bit of pshar of the Mishnah Ruah, and he says that one should make the pieces slightly bigger than you do normally. That's what he said you do. That's all for Shabbos. On Yom Tov, of course you've got all the Tetelim, but you've got plus what we're talking about now. Now what David raised, a good question is, I don't know about this point, can you use Lamoshal a grater for cheese? Yeah. Might you could have done it beforehand.
What is it
different?
Potato peels.
No, a potato peel, potatoes normally are much fresher when it's done. So it's better freshly done. Cheese. Does it dry out? Cheese? Yeah. If it dries out, I don't know if cheese will for one day. You can't cut up cheese. I mean, the mice, you can buy cheese packets in slices.
Sealed.
But even if you open it, doesn't dry, you open it up, it lasts for a bit of time. What?
It does last.
It doesn't dry up straight away. So it's an interesting, a cheese slicer is not token at all, yeah? A cheese slicer, like we said already, has got no issue of token. Even though for token, you mustn't use, any time you have to do token on Shabbos, let's say for example on, eggs. Can you use a grater for an egg on Shabbos? No, you mustn't. An egg grater you can't use, yeah?
Well, it's
up to the choyl. So that's the point, it's like up to the choyl. The meister, we don't use it, it's up to the choyl. Now here you have to know, on Yom Tov, that lechayr is mud. There's no problem with that at all. Yeah, that you can do. But something which doesn't lose its taste at all, it's lodden whether one can use what can do that or not, huh?
The slices.
Slice the what?
Eggs.
Yeah, you can grate all that. That's much better fresh. All this is much better fresh. There's no shadows. Grated eggs, all vegetables and fruit, all these things, the maizal zich are much better fresh. And therefore, that is one's allowed to do like normal one. Cut them up very finely. One person wants to make a fruit salad on Yom Tov. There's nothing wrong before someone goes to shul on Yom Tov morning. You can cut up the fruit very finely. It does not have to be somach hasuda. There's no toichen. There's no issa of toichen. You can even do it on the night before. Again, you must be careful, like I said, you can only do it for the first day Yom Tov, yeah? Or on the second day Yom Tov, or the second day Yom Tov. You can't prepare on one day Yom Tov for the other, and you can't prepare on Yom Tov night for the second night Yom Tov. No, you can't make it. What you don't need, you can't make. What?
Double food.
Can't. What you don't need, you can't make. Unless you write a chashash, you might eat it all up. If there's a possibility that you might eat it all up, that's mother. Hoyin only helps to midrabon. It's the last midrabon to do. Hoyin doesn't help the marshal. If you know you're going to use it on the second day, you mustn't do it. You mustn't cook on the first day or the second day, even though someone might come and eat on the first day. But as long as you don't know, that case could be a problem. But not with more tircha. Every fruit you cut is much more of a tircha. That's much worse in this case. But you're right. If you put one big lump of meat on to cook, then you're right. I understand. It's one lump of meat, that's mutter. But a person wants to, what do you call it, to put five loaves of meat in because he's doing that, that's really much worse. Yeah? But so the kids are token in what we know of, all the things that we have at home, the fresh food items, it's really very, very relaxed. And I say, everything is mutter, you don't need somach hasuda, you cut up very finely, and you can use one of these graters, they're allowed to be used. There's nothing wrong with using one of these graters. It's only things that don't get affected by doing it before Yom Tov, and you could have done it before Yom Tov, that means you had the possibility to do it before Yom Tov, then those things that should have been done before Yom Tov, then, in those cases, you have to do a shinui if you didn't do it. Alright, Rabbi Yisai.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Nice. Oh, yeah.